Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. From the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. And joining me today is writer Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Bill, this is confession time, Father Bill.
Sure.
I've been reading too many lawyers. It's a disease now. Do you remember hearing the common use test? Remember that phrase?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, okay, that comes up in legal challenges and legal challenges to a gun ban. When the state says, ooh, you can't have that weapon, the burden falls on the state to show that it's the gun part or gun accessory is both particularly dangerous and unusual.
Right.
It's not or, it's and. Okay, that's not as crazy as it sounds. You know, we're not supposed to wear explosive vests because they cause indiscriminate damage. We don't carry shock-sensitive explosives because they go boom unpredictably. Look, those are both dangerous and unusual. Makes perfect sense. But we developed this legal test to say, oh, it's in common use. And once we show that it's common, then it, by definition, can't be unusual. You can't have something that's common and unusual at the same time. Now, we look at all the people walking down the street who dress in goth, and they're trying to prove us wrong. But, okay, that means the test for a firearm being both dangerous and unusual fails once it's common and the laws are unconstitutional. The NSSF did a survey of magazines that they'd made, and wow. We hear all these, yes, we need to ban high-capacity magazines, large-capacity magazines. Actually, the majority of magazines that were made were over 10 rounds. And this is not like me checking my closet. They looked at almost a billion magazines that they produced. Those are some significant statistics.
Right.
Wow. It turns out about 46% were rifle magazines that were greater than 30 rounds, 30 or greater. And interesting among handguns, now lots of my handguns, the 1911 will only hold 8, very common firearm. There are lots of guns you couldn't get a 10-round mag, not if you're going to carry concealed. But even amongst pistols, over half, 55%, had detachable magazines that held 11 or more cartridges. Wow. And the reason, again, that's important is, by the way, a gun or a gun part doesn't have to be in the majority to be common. I'm going to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court in their stun gun ruling. They said stun guns are commonly owned. They compared them to F-150 pickup trucks. They said, look, most cars aren't F-150 pickup trucks, but that doesn't mean that the F-150 is in any sense unusual. It is common. Yeah. Work by the NSSF.
Common use, that's one of those things that, I don't know. It's interesting the way the left takes the vernacular and twists it around. Because with guns with common use, they will just out and out lie. They'll say nobody's using these commonly. Even though I think in Massachusetts they determined that stun guns or tasers or whatever it was, they were in common use, and there was only 200,000 of them there. And they determined 200,000 was common use. So with guns, on the one hand, common use is not one thing. But on the other hand, when you look at like media, for example, they take the common use thing and turn that into copyright infringements and plagiarism and claim common use. So it's really interesting the way they use common use.
Yeah, it gets twisted all kinds. Now, some anti-gunners said, you guys almost never, quote, use your guns in armed defense. Well, that's true. I think we only kill about 400, 500 criminals a year in self-defense. Therefore, guns in self-defense are uncommon. And you say, no, grandma took the gun, took it out of her knitting bag and said, you need to get out of my home. It's 2 a.m. or I'll shoot you. That firearm is used. You and I use a fire extinguisher every day. We have it, you know, I've got one in the laundry room, one in my shop, one in the garage, one in the house. They're in use. They're deployed. That doesn't mean we add fires every day.
Right.
We still use a lot of fire extinguishers. And it is interesting, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the left, well, they, you know, we should just call them Marxists. Just call it that.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. Yeah. There's this meme going around on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. There's a picture of this gal. I want to ban guns. Tell the truth. Oh, I did. I want to ban guns. Tell the truth. All right, I'm a communist. I want to confiscate them all. Thank you. Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, in any event, you know, you can do that if you hammer on them long enough. You'll get them to admit that they where their true goal is, because they really want to state it. They're really proud of it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting thing just to observe from time to time, especially when it comes to guns, because I would really love to know how many Marxists own guns.
Oh, okay. We got to go there.
Yeah.
Isn't it almost a countercultural joke now about how many Chicago aldermen get arrested for having an illegal gun? Meanwhile, they're all about gun control.
Those and their what do they call them? Their interdiction peace guys, that the ex-felons.
Those guys too, right?
Yeah, they constantly getting caught up in gun charges as well. It's a Chicago thing.
This one came out of Minnesota. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah.
Now, the reason it's kind of timely, Minnesota Democrats have a single seat majority in the state Senate.
Oh, yes, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you remember this.
Yeah.
A sitting senator, also a member of the Democrat Firearm Labor Party.
Yep.
She gets arrested last week. She broke into her stepmother's home to steal her deceased father's ashes.
Mm.
At 4 a.m, dressed all in black, and the stepmom goes, "Help, police, there's an intruder here." So she gets arrested and charged with burglary.
She had just done an event with the mom's demand attention.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. She's all, "Oh, yes, if it weren't for guns, we'd be safe in our homes and on the streets." And I went, "Unless I'm breaking into your home in the middle of the night." Wow.
Steal dead bodies. I'm a grave robber.
Now,
well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break, so tell everybody how to find you before we launch into the
I write at the Slow Facts blog. There are 2,200 articles waiting for you there. Bill and I seem to find something to talk about. Thank you, Bill.
It's a target-rich environment. It is one of those things where you get out there and you look at it and you say to yourself, "Self, this is, when are they going to learn? When are they going to learn?"
But,
they don't seem to be learning. They do not. Although I do, when we get back, I want to do a little update on what I discovered yesterday with permitless carry here in South Carolina, compare notes with you since you guys just got it. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse, writer and collaborator and shooter and scuba diver. I ran into a regular Joe in South Carolina yesterday, and I was, how do I put this nicely? I was astounded at the stuff that this individual was talking, because he was talking about carrying guns and then he would make a declaration about carrying a gun, and then he would say, "Is that the way it goes?" and all this other stuff. And I in the same sentence, though, this guy would go, "I don't think training should be mandatory." And I don't know if you should look at some educational things as training and mandatory if you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, what are you seeing in Louisiana as far as the learning curve?
When I talk to the local shops, I think the reason this came up is we passed constitutional carry a day before you did. Yours went into effect when it was signed. Ours is way out on the 4th of July,
right?
Not that far away. And the local shops are already seeing people come in who go, "I could carry this in the public, couldn't I?" And in point of fact, if you carried now, you might get cited. You probably won't get dragged into court. But fortunately, a lot of people are coming in going, "I have this at home. I don't know how to carry it. What do I need to learn?" And the local shooting ranges, in particular them, more so than the gun stores, are saying, "Wow, yeah, we can help you with that. There are things you need to know before you carry in public, both for your safety, meaning how to carry without injuring yourself and other innocents, how to defend yourself and other innocents, and what you need to know about the law." Yeah, I like what I'm seeing so far.
I'm a little concerned here, but see, here's the other thing. And I mean, I know you probably know this too. People like to discuss things, and sometimes they discuss things and they don't have the full array of knowledge that goes along with the topic, and but they are receptive to being I don't want to say corrected, just to being shown the truth. And
right,
because it's not my job to correct anybody. And whenever, I mean, people always say, "Will you go do this? Will you go do this?" And I'm like, "Listen, I'm not an instructor. I am one of the instructed."
Right.
But then I point out to him, and I think the most important thing for you to learn, which is and you tell me what you think about this.
Sure.
Whenever I go to a class, I get this thing happening in my head where I see myself as like Sonny Crockett. And I kind of think that makes me a little less receptive in the beginning of the class. I mean, I'm having fun with it. I'm there to have fun with it. But by the same token, I think sometimes we would be better served. I would be better served if I just sat back, shut up, and just let the process and try to comply with it just to see how it's going to work out.
Right. Right. Now, here's something interesting, and you just touched on it. Instructors get all kinds of students. Some are receptive. Some are skeptical. Some can do what everybody tries to teach. I'm going to claim to speak for almost all instructors. We try and teach you what works best as is most likely to work. We don't want to teach you something obscure and start there and see, "Oh, yeah, we're able to pull that off." We want you to find success as easily as possible. And I've had people say, "Look, I don't teach it that way because people who have, you know, how to grab and rack a slide. Yes, you could do it that way. This works even if you have difficulty gripping," which now more and more people, particularly older people, women have less grip strength than men. They still have to grab a slide and rack it. So we teach the easiest way.
I think for me, I think it's very important for me that I just keep on saying to myself, I'm always going to be a student. I'm always going to have something like a...
There you go.
I'm always going to... There's always going to be a perspective that I need to look at or need to consider as I go along with all this stuff. As long as I can do that, right, I'll be good to go. And that's my biggest fear, that I get out there and I begin to think, I'm just out here for the video. I don't need to go that route. That is definitely not the route for me to go. So that's what I...
Well, is it,
yes?
Even watching other students, you know, often you and I, okay, let's, this is way inside baseball.
Yeah.
Often groups that are taking live firearms training get broken into relays. We don't have enough space or enough instructors to watch all of you do this at the same time. Hey, group A, group B, first group, second group, whatever. And you're looking at them and going, oh, I heard what the instructor said. Now that I see it, I wonder which one of those, because you're looking at all the students and they're doing many different things, and then they start correcting them and you go, oh, that's what they meant. Because there's often a slip between what's spoken and what's meant. We try and use the clearest language we can. We try and demo. But again, when people try and put it into practice, everybody does that. If you want to get good, if you want to get good at tennis, at driving, at shooting, having someone who has studied how to do it efficiently, look at what you're doing, they'll go, okay, we want to tweak that a little here. I know it may feel right, but that's true of any performance activity.
Right. Practice makes perfect. Reps are really good. That's what I liked about the tactical response class.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of reps.
Yep.
We got a lot of reps in that class. And I guess with Steve's class, which was the last of the two, it's been 5 years since I took those classes.
You ready to go back to technical response with me? Let's you and I make a schedule.
Well, let's see if that wouldn't be a bad idea. It'd be interesting to go there now.
Right.
I'll have to figure out how to get us up there because I know a couple of guys that go up there that do these classes that are like traveling guys that can get us some slots, and then all we got to do is just manage to make it to Camden, Tennessee, and have at it.
Yep.
Have at it. We're coming up on the next break, so I will just tell you this as before you tell everybody how to find you. I had a really good day as far as things coming in at the FFLs last week. I had a really good day. Or a good week.
Oh, good.
So I got a gun from Staccato to review, but I have to send that back.
Yeah.
Taryn Butler sent me a gun from Taryn Tactical that I get to keep. And I finally got my 10mm back from Roger Ward, which going out today to be shot. And we have some ballistics gel. How do they find you?
You look for me at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are 2,200 articles waiting for you there. A lot of them are about armed self-defense. And then there's Bill and I. Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestinian protests at universities nationwide. Senator Tom Cotton accused university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans
like from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the intifada.
He suggested that the Department of Education withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. An active shooter situation outside a Wisconsin middle school has ended after the threat was neutralized. The information comes from the Mount Horeb area school district west of Madison. John Schaefer, USA News.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Oh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse, and we were just talking about some stuff. One of the guns I got is the most interesting gun I've had in a long time because it actually answered, it checked a box. It's been around for a while. It's not a new thing or anything. It's just that this is the first time I've ever gotten a hold of it. Have you ever tried the Glock 43X?
No. Tell me about it.
Well, so, like, when the Glock 45 came out, the reason I liked it is because I had that full grip of the Glock 17, but with the shorter slide of the Glock 19. I thought that was a good thing. And I had, as a matter of fact, I mentioned this to Super Dave Harrington. I said, it would be great to have a Glock 26 with a Glock 19 grip. You know, shorter slide, bigger grip. And,
right.
Well, heretofore, Glock has not made that, but they did make the Glock 43X. Now, the way the 43X will take, who makes these magazines? Hang on 1 second. I got one right here in front of me, and I can tell you. Glock 43X takes a magazine made by a company.
It's a single stack, right? Or a stack and a half?
Well, with a Shield Arms magazine, you can get a 15-round Shield Arms magazine that will go in it.
And oh, wow.
It's flush. So now I have the Glock 19-length grip with the Glock 26-length slide, although it is narrower with the Glock 43X.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'll be taking that out today. This is the gun Taron Butler actually carries as his personal everyday driver. He's, you know, his version of it. And this is in the combat carry configuration.
Sure.
Which just means he's got various configurations that have various parts of the trim added to it. This is, the smaller guns don't get too, you know, lighten the slide a little bit, make it a little more ergonomic, not too much done to it.
Well, the nice thing about my problem with the Glock has been it felt like I was grabbing a brick. It was so wide, it didn't give me natural pointing. And now they've narrowed it up. That would solve a lot of problems.
Right.
I spoke with a mutual friend. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And he points out that he carries a firearm very similar to that. And he goes, but I put an optic on it. One of the hard parts is, okay, as the slide gets shorter, it's easier to conceal. But now I want to reach out and hit something that's farther away. And particularly, none of us are getting any older. Focusing intensely on that front sight is harder.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put a dot on it. I think that is going to become more and more common.
Well, it's a little easier to, when people are trying to describe how to find the front sight, back sight, and what to focus on, you know, the sight should be lined up but blurry in your vision, and you should be focusing on the target, and you should have both eyes open, all this other stuff. When they throw all those little details into it, versus just putting an optic on it and saying, zeroing the optic and saying, okay, the bullet's going to go where the dot is.
Right. Right.
So, and I know.
I was in a gun shop recently. You got some guns in. I sold six this last week.
Okay.
And I'm in the firearms I hadn't been shooting in a year. So I said, okay, you flunked the test. Someone else needs to own these, not me. And in there was a cert pistol. And I showed that to the guys in the gun shop. A lot of them were stunned by it. If you don't know, a cert pistol is a laser training aid.
Right.
It looks like a gun. A light comes out when you press the trigger. And we can tell where you're pointing. And what you just mentioned, lined up the sights, what they're blurry, they're here, they're that. Often I've seen students, I show them the picture of the sights, I hold it a certain way, they look at me, they go do it, and they tell me they're doing what I showed them, but the gun's pointed at the ceiling. So then we put the laser gun in their hand, and I say, put that dot on the target, and they see the sights come into alignment, and they go, oh, that's what you meant. What was so interesting was here are guys who sell hundreds of guns a week, and they'd never seen that training aid, and I went, wow, okay. We're all different. We have different backgrounds.
The interesting thing about this 43X, it has a Trigon red dot on it.
Sweet!
Yeah, I mean, they make them now for the narrower frame. So it has. So I got 15 rounds, which is the same as any Glock 19, which everybody looks at the Glock 19 and says, this is the minimum for a fighting handgun. So it checks that box. Then it's smaller and lighter, so it checks the easier-to-carry box. And they make things to go with. And this actually has the first design of the Glock 43 that came out, the single stack. And it's a little too narrow. It has the same problem that the P365 has with me, where the grip is just too narrow, even though the 365 can have extended magazines to hold 15 rounds, which makes the grip longer. The 43X is flush fit, so it's double stack wide with no waste as far as, and it's a very subtle difference between the Glock 19 mag and this mag, but the shield mags that are 15 rounds are metal, and they seem to be fairly plentiful out there, but 15 rounds on tap, we'll see how that works out.
But that's what you think you're going to put on your hip and carry around?
I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been carrying the 45 for a very long time. It's really just a matter of months, but most of the time with me, you know, I get a gun, I'm like, this is my new carry gun. And then next week I'm like, look at my new carry gun. And 2 weeks later, like, I just got a new carry gun. So, So with this, with the 45, I've either, and what I did was I set up my Glock 45 and my Glock 17 the same way, same trigger, same optic.
And
got the holsters that fit them and make it easier to carry. And I've been carrying them that way. And I will still keep them. I'm sure I will still carry them. But very shortly to mess up this mix, I'm going to have the Staccato CS coming into the house. And I told them that the problem for me with the Staccato CS is the shortage of magazines.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because if I'm going to carry a gun, I want to be able to go train with it. and going to like a tactical response class and taking three magazines, you're going to be spending a lot of time loading.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah.
Okay, when I went and sold all those guns, they didn't want the mags. The only exception was the 1911 because they go, oh,
what was
those are so Wilson Combat.
What did you sell?
Yeah. Pardon?
What did you sell?
An AR, an AK, 45, and some Glocks.
Are you like me? Where
don't
you
worry, at? I've still got plenty. I'm not
worried about that. But I mean, like with me, when I get a gun and it sits around, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to carry it. I'm not, but I like it. After a while, I sit around and I look at it, and I'm like, I'm never going to use this thing. And then I turn around and sell it. Yeah. Is that what you did with these?
Absolutely. They've been lonely for a year, and I'm going, I'm afraid they're going to rust, so I'm going to sell them.
Yeah. Yeah, guns should never be safe, Queens. I know some guns that are out there that are collector's items are pretty nice. But so now you have settled down on the Smith & Wesson M&P, yeah?
Yep.
How have you configured this one up? Have you got a dot? You got a flashlight? What are you doing with it?
I've no flashlight yet. I have the dot, and the dot I have is a primary arms. I think it's called the Vulcan. What they did, you can get dots that have a large ring. You can get dots that have a dot in the center. They did both. They made the ring so large
that
if you're lined up, you don't even see the ring. I mean, maybe you just see the edges of it in the corners. The reason they have that ring is if you present it and you see this curve, it tells you where the dot's hiding, because you can lose the dot in the optic if your kinematics are off a little bit. I really like it.
Hang on. Tell everybody how to find you real quick. We're coming up on the last break. And I want to ask you about the primary arms dot, because that's what I put on the 10 millimeter. Tell everybody how to find you.
Ooh. I write the Slow Fox blog. It's at slowfox.wordpress.com. I write a lot about constitutional carry and about self-defense. There are 2,200 articles waiting for you there. Bill and I find something to talk about.
I'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse, and quite by accident, he just let something slip that I find very interesting, because I too have a primary arms optic dot on a gun. And the one I have is the micro. I think it's the least expensive. But I mean, red dots are, lots of people are getting into them, and I'm having a hard time. You know, I don't need to have a red dot that I can take and hammer a nail into a board with. I mean, I just need it to work right, and not break if I drop it. And that's about as far as it goes. Yep. How do you like the little primary? Because that's not a very expensive optic, right? How much was that one?
I think it was $240.
Yeah.
So middle of the road. Okay, let's, like everything else about firearms, dots are changing.
Right.
People now have figured out that, oh, that piece of glass in the middle of a metal frame, can we put another transparency on it so that we don't get dirt in there and on the emitter? Give it, seal it effectively. So, right, oh, there's mud on it. Wipe the mud off and go back to work. So that's happening more and more. Also, the electronics are getting more and more efficient. Let's face it. We're almost never looking through the dot. So a lot of them now have what I call go-to-sleep sensing electronics.
Right.
Hey, this gun hasn't moved. Same thing your phone does. You put your phone down, it goes to sleep. You pick right, it up, it wakes up. All of a sudden, that little cell, instead of lasting a year, it'll last you 10 years. Great. So those are the sort of innovations between old and new. Also, they can make a very small window on a gun. I have a hard time finding the dot. The competitors have great big dots. They're not worried about concealed carry, so everything's a compromise.
Right. Do you think now, I mean, in the camera world, they call it the gas syndrome, gear acquisition syndrome. I mean, for a very long time, like with, especially with optics, a lot of people sort of snobby about optics. They get out there, well, if it isn't Shuzikon, EOTech, or Aimpoint, I'm just not going to consider it. Or they're all made in, right, they're made in China, I'm not going to consider it. And I understand all of that stuff, but by the same token, I also sort of sit back and go, well, what exactly, how much is it that you need? What is it that you need in an optic? And what I need in an optic is I need something I can zero. I need something with a fairly decent battery life to it. And that's about it. And if I can get that, if I can get said optic at any price, I've gotten to the point now, I've tried I've tried Holosun, I've tried Trijicon, I've tried Leupold, Primary Arms. My son has one from some other brand and everything else, and I'm having a hard time seeing one that just pulls out so far head and shoulders above the other one that that would actually be considered the absolute one you had to have, that there's just no way to beat it.
Right. Right. Well, again, what I like about this particular, now, we call it Primary Arms. It's made by Holosun, but like many firearms distributors,
right,
they said, yeah, when you sell it to us, we want you to put the features together in this way, and we'll brand it as ours.
Right.
Primary Arms did not make this optic. With that large ring, the problem I was having is I'd present, and the dot wasn't there. It was just off, right out of the field of view. So that large ring that told me, Rob, move it over here. The dot's over there. You can find it if you pay attention. I found that really useful. It effectively made the window as if it were bigger. So is that some people said, no, you just need to present the firearm another 1,000 times and you'll find the dot. Okay.
Isn't that sort of dumb? I mean, I like 1911s too. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
And there was one that had particularly caught my fancy that you've heard of. I'm not going to mention them by name. But when I got it, they said, now you have to shoot it 500 times to break it in. And I said, break it in? Because I was looking at this, and this was like a $1,700 gun. I said, why do I have to break it in? And then I thought about it for a second, and I looked at him, and I was like, oh, so you mean I have to run the metal against metal till it shaves itself down to where it moves smooth now? Smoother than it is out of the box? And he goes, exactly.
Because you guys didn't do that?
Huh? Yeah, well, I mean, I was thinking, well, yeah, $1,700, why didn't you do that a little bit for me?
Right.
Whenever somebody gets out there and tells me, well, you got to do this to make this happen or that to make that happen, there's either an easier way to do it or it's not the thing to buy. And I think with optics, I mean, like Vortex, they've come out with an optic that has a front bezel around it that's designed to take all kinds of punishment, which nobody else has done that yet.
Yep. I mean, like that.
CNH Precision, which is an old sponsor of mine, I've got two of their optics, and they are modeled after, they come with the RMR footprint, and, they're basically, just their version of that particular of certain things that other people have made, which there's only so many designs you can have.
That's right.
I look at the ones like I see the ones that are just your normal shape, and then I see the ones that are shaped like your mailbox. And the ones that are shaped like your mailbox are just gigantic affairs. I mean, they're huge. I have a hard time justifying to myself that that's a good thing to put on your gun, but. So for flashlight, though, when you're talking about a flashlight for your Smith & Wesson M&P, what are you leaning towards with that one?
I haven't yet. I'm slow to adopt that. I should. I haven't trained with it. I haven't carried it. I have to go change all my holsters again, Bill. Getting old.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing, though, about that. When we were in Steve's class, Steve, if you remember, Steve said, I don't like to put flashlights on guns, even though every one of his guns has flashlights. And I listened to what he said about why he didn't like it, and to me it gave a little credence. If you're going to use a flashlight on a gun, and you're using it to see what's in front of you, that means you're pointing your gun at it to a certain degree.
Right. Yep.
Then I started talking to a staccato pro named Bob Keller, and I was asking him about that. Do you have your flashlight on your gun, or do you have it as a separate thing? He said, well, I don't know, Bill. Do you train to shoot your gun one-handed, holding a flashlight every time you go out and shoot? And I said, no,
right,
I do not. He said, so mount the flashlight.
Yeah.
He said, you don't have to point your gun at somebody to illuminate them with the flashlight. However, when you do it, you may as well have your gun pointed at them if you're trying to illuminate them. Because if they're a bad guy and they see you're a good guy and you're aiming your gun at the floor, they're going to shoot you while you're ascertaining who they are. All those perspectives.
Like everything else, there are compromises both in how we use the tool and in the techniques of how the tool is used.
Right.
I've seen the good news, bad news about dash cam videos and cell phone videos is you see officers use their flashlight that's on their gun in ways you don't want to use a flashlight. That's a gun you're pointing at people.
Right.
Look, because they do it so much, I understand that they're going to make mistakes. But I'm a civilian. Now, it is true, most of the time that you and I run into a problem, half of it's going to be at night. So carrying it, I do carry a flashlight. I feel reasonably proud of myself for that.
Oh, I carry a separate flashlight. I do have a separate flashlight. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of instances where I need a light that I don't need to be pulling a gun out to ascertain.
Right.
So I get that part of it. I get it. I do get it. But interesting little concepts and everything. Let me know how that optic works out for you. This little optic I've got, it seems very, very fragile, but I've seen videos of guys using it to rack the slide and everything, and I'm going to see how it holds up. I've got a spare in case this one breaks. So if this one, I'm going to see if I can break it. And if it breaks, then I'll just put another one on it and not do that again, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, okay, so here's something. Since half of our serious firearms encounters are going to be in a low light situation, when was the last time you got to shoot in low light?
Oh gosh,
or shoot with a flashlight?
The last time I got to shoot in low light, I was in the Army. So maybe that's the next class to go get. Tell everybody how to find you.
It's been a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I write at the Slow Fox blog. I've got 2,200 articles waiting for you there. Put a couple up every week. Bill, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. And for everybody, you know, this is the last week of Genesis Communications Network. But Rob and I will write again. Lock and Load continues on until we get tired of doing it. So that doesn't go away. Coming up next from Shooting News Weekly, it's going to be young Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.